These are stories about what we believe. Our opinions are important to us, and we want to share them with you. Our opinions reflect who we are as people. These are stories about what we believe to be true. Take a moment to experience our thoughts and ideas. Listen in and learn about us. We are Stuart's sixth grade stars. Welcome to our stories.
Hi, my name is Evie. Always be grateful. Always be grateful for what you've got. Like, you could be grateful for someone who held the door for you. Because those little things are just nice. Just think about it for a minute. Did people have to hold doors for you? Or give you a nice little compliment? They don't have to, but they choose to. And by choosing to be nice or not and not mean, to me, they are a good person. My parents always tell me what they got compared to what I get now is a lot more than what they got. I get a lot more stuff than they got back then when they were kids. I know I'm being bratty sometimes when they were younger. Their parents didn't care about what they wanted. They said, if you don't like the food that we are serving tonight, then don't eat. They said that. They were lucky enough to have a roof over their head because they got what they got because they didn't get a lot of stuff that we get now. Back then, they didn't get upset because they didn't have technology or not as much as we do now. And when I whine about stuff, I should think about my actions before doing them and think before you say something because you could hurt someone's feelings by accident. Since we have had that talk that I really need, I know now that I'm spoiled. I get much more than they had because of the tech that we have now. And they had little amounts of things. Another time you should be thankful is for your birthday, or a Christmas, or a holiday. You should always be thankful even if you don't like it. Always say thank you and be grateful, because if you don't, it might hurt their feelings and make them sad. And they probably put a lot of hard work and time making or buying that and deeply thinking about what you would want. And even if someone does something little for you, like saying thank you, when someone holds the door for you or passes down something on the dinner table because you need to put it on your plate, just those little things are nice to do. And you should always be thankful for that. I am grateful for a lot of things, but mostly being alive and thankful that I have a roof over my head. And I'm not saying that you should, but it's okay. If you accidentally act bratty and whine about something if you don't get it, everyone has done that. That is at least once in your life. And you should be grateful for everything you have, like food, clothes, shoes, and a house, and family. And I hope I made you think about gratefulness, and I hope I helped you become grateful of what you have and be more kind to friends and family and strangers. So I hope I taught you something today. This I believe.
Stuart Star Stories is produced by Stuart and Company, with additional reporting by Room 35 students. Research and fact-checking is done by Ms. Stuart. Our editor is Mrs. K. Special thanks to our extended learning community for the opportunity to create this podcast. Stuart Star Stories is a Room 35 production coming to you from the beautiful hills and valleys of New England. Once again, thanks for listening, and please be sure to tune in for future episodes.